Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We coolin' out. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We coolin' out.
Welcome back to Coolin' Out.
Gav.
Sal.
Rel.
What up, Austin?
Hey, got a good friend of the pod in the building, Austin.
Thank
Excited
you, man.
To be here.
Say what's up to the people, man.
What's going on?
What's going on?
Yeah, man.
Right at the camera, too. Yeah. Nobody usually
he
does that.
People, so
what's going on?
Let them know, man.
I hear you, man.
Yeah, Austin hit me up after the Ed episode. I'm just like, yo, man, I got to get on. I was like, yeah.
Jealous.
Definitely.
I love it.
That's exactly what
I love jealousy.
I love jealousy.
You got this nigga Ed on twice? You let Ed come on
again?
Twice?
Again?
Yeah. Exactly, man. I'm excited to be here. I just want to preface this by saying, like, I really like what you guys do. I appreciate you having me, for real.
Oh.
Sorry I had to reschedule, like, 3 or 4 times.
Nah, it's okay. Jarrell talked shit about it, but I was like,
oh, yeah.
We just ignored it. We just ignored
it. You ain't
never lied. No, that's fair enough. Fair enough.
Nah, I'm messing with you, man. But nah, tell people a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, man. I grew up in Westchester County. I now work at ExecuSearch, which is where Kev works. I went to a small school.
Damn!
Went to a small school called Connecticut College. I played basketball there. Division III, nothing crazy. And yeah, I'm living in the city now, and just that's about it.
What's that transition like for you?
His own pad, ladies.
It's difficult. I lived with a roommate who was one of my boys from college. We played on the basketball team together for my first year in the city. Moved in just about a year and a half ago after I graduated.
What area was that?
It was in the East Village, so love the area, love the area. But it was kind of the...
A lot of damage can be done.
It was, oh yeah, yeah, a lot of damage was done. But it kind of was the sketchy area of the East Village.
That makes it better.
Yeah, I agree. I was just telling Kev, that's what I miss the most about it, like the grit and whatever. But yeah, it's good. Now I'm living solo in Midtown, which is unreal. Obviously pros and cons to that, but yeah, it's good.
Living in Midtown. How old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm 23, just turned 23.
Boy, living the dream.
Yeah.
Living the dream.
I'm trying, man.
Nah, you doing it. You're in Midtown, you're single.
23?
And you have your own spot.
Trying to think about what. No, I don't want to think about that.
I wouldn't be here.
Life is good.
Like, I would not be here.
Wouldn't have made it back alive. Wouldn't be on the podcast.
Yeah, man. Yeah, that's why I need to get out of the village, because I was like, I don't know how long I can survive living right
yeah,
here.
Yeah, the village would do it to you.
Yep.
For real.
At least in Midtown, you get a little break. Because like,
woke up after a couple
on the weekends,
nights.
Like, ain't nobody really hanging out there until like
that's
nighttime.
Exactly,
yeah.
That's exactly it. Yeah.
That's a nice little break. But you wanted to talk about... Which what do you want to start about? You mentioned it a lot. Then you said Drake.
Yeah.
Hoops.
Oh yeah. I mean, they're both related.
Let's jump into this Drake thing.
Okay.
Let me see how. Where's your Drake love level at? From a 1 to 10, so I can know where to start.
It's definitely a 10. It's
clearly. Nah, wrong answer. You should have said 11, bro. You should have said 11.
It's just like my opinion. Like, I'll just outright say it. It's like, he's the greatest ever. I don't even know.
You should see how giddy you are. I wish.
Yo,
is the camera
true.
On him?
No,
we're going to put that
true.
Up because he's yeah. like, it's just.
It's just, I don't know how it's even a debate anymore.
Ah, that's what he like.
I got butterflies.
Me too.
You know? Okay.
He's a J. Cole fan.
I like J. Cole too.
I'm a fan of Drake.
No disrespect.
No, I am a fan of Drake.
No, I like him.
I like him. He cool. I don't dislike him.
I don't know.
I don't know him.
I'm a big J.
I don't
Cole
not
fan.
Like him.
I like J. Cole a lot.
I love Drake's music. I just don't understand the infatuation with him. Dude. All the Drake love. Like, he does no wrong.
He doesn't do anything wrong. You the guess.
He does not.
Yo. But my thing is with Drake is, like, he's so adaptable. He's been on a track with anyone you can even name, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
And he's his own genre in a sense, because he can have like a Marvin's Room, for example, or he can have like a Hype,
16,
or like a 5 a.m. Yeah, or like mm-hmm. a 5 a.m. in Toronto.
Eyes watering.
Like, to have that type of to be on both ends of the spectrum like that
versatility
is just crazy to me. Unmatched. I've never seen anything like it before.
Yeah, I haven't either, honestly.
Me no? either.
No, have you, Jarrell?
I have.
Who?
Jamaicans.
I see them
all the time.
Name me one.
Sean Kingston.
Really?
I see him all the time.
He's versatile.
I seen him in interviews. I seen him in interviews. He talks just like me.
Yo. He talks just
track.
Like me.
But no, no. It's gone out there.
I can't stand you.
I'm just fucking with you. I don't know.
Nah, I know.
No, so what would you say to people who say me?
What's your level?
Nah, I mean, it's like,
what? 7, 8?
Love?
Yeah.
6.
His music. 10. I love his music.
Okay.
All right. How about him?
Him as a person.
But you don't like the aura? You don't.
I don't understand the aura. I mean, I appreciate his music, but a part of me also feels like he's biting. Like, if I was to ever be like, for example, right? I think he's talented in the fact that he can get on a track and, you know, have a Caribbean vibe. Yeah. This and third. But yeah. Like, you from Canada, B.
Yeah,
like, no one would ever think that, like, I don't know. It just
Toronto
it's
cultural melting pot.
So was New York, but if I got on the track and I was singing in a Jamaican accent, you would look at me like I was crazy.
If you executed it properly.
Yeah, you don't think good. So?
And you brought awareness.
If I had no sounds. Jamaican background, you'd just be like, oh wow, he really took that and did something great with it.
But if you
did do something great with it,
But what if you grew up in a Jamaican neighborhood and you happen to pick up the culture?
Yeah,
he's bigger.
You think you grew up in a Jamaican neighborhood?
Toronto is known for being like it's a melting pot: French, Haitian, Jamaican, mm-hmm. Asian.
So if you grew up in, so if I grew up in a Dominican neighborhood and I get on a track and I just start spitting in Spanish nonstop,
you Dominican,
that's cool?
Bro. Yeah, that's it. You Dominican. Man.
Nah.
You Dominican.
Nah. Route.
Yeah. I think it has to go both ways. Nah. It has to go both ways because people hate, like, for example, people hate on, like, Kylie Jenner for, like, biting, like, black girl style and all that shit and, like, the lips and all that shit. And you can't just sit there and say Drake is cool because he rocks it. She rocks it pretty well.
Yeah, but she's from Calabasas. What?
What do you mean? She's from Calabasas. There's mad black people out there.
But that doesn't mean they live the culture.
She's not even a real person.
What culture?
She doesn't
even
do anything.
Drake isn't a real person.
What?
Do we know who Aubrey Graham really is?
He was on Degrassi.
Do we know who Aubrey Graham really is?
Nah.
Not really.
We know who Drake is, though.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
That's true.
I don't know who he really is. And it's fine. I mean, I love his music. Keep putting out good music.
You know, actually.
But that's why I can't support the aura behind him. Everyone's like, oh my God, Drake this. I'm like, all right, cool. He's putting out some fire, though. And
he
I can't
also,
that.
He tells stories in his songs and his albums.
Go ahead, Austin.
His whole album.
True stories.
Not just each individual album, but all the albums together even come to like one common motif. Like they're in chronological order.
Great
like
word.
they all say something different in themselves, and the lyrics, some of the lyrics even mention that literally.
Mm-hmm. Motif.
They say something different all under the category of women.
That's obviously
money,
yeah,
and past loves,
yeah.
I don't think I've heard a Drake song that is not
and family funny. Life,
yeah.
Family life, okay, that's fine.
He too much.
About, he talks about
you and the six,
yeah.
Okay,
come look through. What you've done.
Come through.
That's fine. So how is that being extremely versatile? You're talking about the same things on every single song for the most part.
Give me a versatile artist.
I don't give you one, but that's what I'm saying. Hold on, who's versatile? Let me think.
In their subject matter.
And their subject matter.
Yeah.
No, I'm.
No
I'm answering your question back with a question because I need time to think. I'm like in your subject matter. Huh? That's a good one. Let me think about that. And get back to you.
Please do.
Also, too, to add on to that, let's say like Jay-Z, because I just rewatched the New York Times article today.
Mm-hmm.
Good interview. He basically, for a lot of his career, he talked about the same thing, which is drugs.
That's what all rappers talk about.
You know, money, fame, power.
And he was king.
And he's king, but now he has like this whole new Jay-Z. So we might, you know, get a different Drake in the future that actually talks about Aubrey. It could be called Aubrey.
But that's different.
Yeah. I think 30.
No, that's different. I think Drake is versatile. In the sense that he can hop on any track and do a song with any type of artist and make it a hit, but not versatile in the sense of what he's talking about.
Okay,
because there's only so many past I've heard about past loves nonstop. And granted,
there's many of them.
You know why? He's running out of subject matter because he's been so relevant for so long.
No, I'm not giving it because no matter how many times I hear about past exes and loves, I still rock with it. I'm like,
that's the weird part.
I'm like, yo, she still ain't called you back
yet? Yeah, he dead ass is true.
Since 09, she still ain't called you back. I feel your pain.
That is true. He still love Rihanna.
Yeah. He love a lot of people.
Rightfully so.
Every album is a new girl's name on it. Like,
yeah, that's true. So what's your favorite? Do you have your list?
I have my top five.
You do?
I have my top five. Okay,
that's something.
I'm about to critique this shit.
All right. I'm like, fuck your shit up.
All for very different reasons and in no particular order. Over my top five Drake songs. Over My Dead Body, 5 AM in Toronto, 0 to 100, The Resistance, and Tuscan Leather. And I put three honorable mentions in there.
Okay.
I put Fear, just because that was the first Drake song.
He
made
you all bars so far.
That was the first Drake song that
bar
I was
him up,
like,
Austin. He expected the love song.
I'm about to critique the shit out of this. I ain't got nothing to say.
Views is up there. I like that track. And 6 PM in New York. He just goes.
He done barred us up. Ain't a love song in sight.
No.
Now you right. You good. You cool in my book. Those are some I was ready to critique the shit out of that.
Nah, I'm like,
okay, that's cool. This is PM in New York.
Wait, so do you have a soft list for Drake?
I don't have a soft list.
A soft list.
I don't have a soft list, but I can name some songs that. Yeah, pause on that. I can name some tracks that I like that are like, I don't know. I don't even know. Like, Successful is fire. That's from a while back. That's soft as shit.
Passion fruit. Is that's soft?
All right, that's good.
That's a little fire. Tender.
Like Days in the East.
That's some old school shit.
What's your favorite Drake album?
Nothing Was the Same. That one's an easy question in my mind because Tuscan Leather is the first track on that album, and after Take Care, I was one of the first people to say, "Yo, this man is the GOAT." And that was in 2011. And everyone looked at me like I was crazy. But when he came out with Nothing Was the Same, it was so hyped up. And the first words on Tuscan Leather are, coming off the last record, I'm getting 20 million off the record just off these records. That's a record. Those were his first lines of the album.
You don't got no voice.
And I was like, wait, whenever good albums come out, I'm like, I'm gonna listen to this all the way through. I'm gonna zone out for an hour or two, whatever. But I immediately was like, I need to listen to that again right away.
I know what I'm doing on my way home. Yep.
Thank you. That was easy. That's an easy one to me. They're all really good, but that's my favorite.
No, I respect you said that because that's how I listen to music. Also, like, I find an album, and I'm like, all right, cool. I'm gonna sit down and listen to it. And then I'll hear a line or a song that I really, really like. And then I'm stuck on that song for a minute before I even hear the rest of the album.
Forever.
I'm like, oh, damn, this is just fire. And I play it back and back and back and back. And I'm like, all right, cool. I guess I'll listen to the rest of this now.
And that was like, that was every song and Nothing Was the Same for me. Yeah. Like, except maybe one or two. Like, Wu-Tang Forever was like, all right, that's still good. And like, Own It was like, all right, that's good. But it's not Flames. And all the rest, I'm like, yo, this is... Mm.
Yeah, I mean, the only song I don't like on that album is that the Detail song.
Do you find my city?
I like that one.
Me too, bro.
I get it.
Yeah, Tuscan like, Leather.
Yeah.
I hate it. Worst Behavior.
Furthest Thing is very
Furthest
underrated.
Thing. Oh, man. The language.
Come Through, the language. Yeah. All Me. People forget that Started From the Bottom and Hold On, We're Going Home are both on that, too.
Oh, wow.
Are you kidding me? That's like a top 10.
It's been a while since I touched that. Wow. Yeah. I forgot.
Word. I feel like he put Janae on, too, in that album.
Oh, yeah. He did. From I didn't even know who she was before that.
Too
Just
much?
To be honest with you.
Too much was crazy.
Jesus, that is a strong one.
Look at Jarrell.
That's a strong album.
I'm out here thinking like, damn, yeah, I'm about to bump down the way home.
Yo, I forgot. That
Yo,
is...
Yeah, I was like, yeah, I'm going to download that on my Spotify. I'm a train ride.
You need to.
Wow.
Do you know, so he mixed, let's see if you know, the song from Tuscan Leather. Do you know who's in the background?
It's his dad, isn't it?
No.
No, I don't.
Do you know the song?
I don't. I know his dad speaks on like a lot of the tracks. Mm-hmm. And he has him in the... Oh, another song I want to
Good
touch
God
on
Almighty.
Yeah. Well, have you seen that music, the Worst Behavior music video? Yeah. His dad is just like with the pink Cadillac.
Oh, yeah.
And, shit, and the pink
suit. Damn.
Not swagging.
Not an album.
It was Whitney Houston's song.
Oh, okay.
That's one of my favorites. That's one of the reasons why that's one of my favorite top fives. But and then he starts from... Like the pitch of the whole song. What? Why are you giving that look?
I started looking at the thing.
Yeah. So like how he starts from the beginning and then it changes each verse.
Yeah.
I thought that was clever. I thought that was really good.
He does some abstract shit like that all the time. And it always works every time.
He ain't better than Talib Kweli though.
Yes, he is.
Come on, man.
In every way.
Come on, stop that.
He says stop.
Do you think there are any valid critiques of Drake? Things you want to improve on, or
this is very controversial, but like critiques, like the volume he comes out with, like he touches all of the bases, and it's not like Lil Wayne volume where he's just throwing shit at a wall and hoping it sticks. Because mm-hmm. I'm a huge Lil Wayne fan, but some of his tracks are trash. Mm-hmm. But
especially lately,
But there are very few Drake tracks where I'm like, this is not good. He mm-hmm. touches all of his bases. Like that's I was saying before, he's on that spectrum where it's like he can do whatever. Mm-hmm. He could make a hook. He could be the hardest rapper on the track. He could sing. He could do whatever.
Go ahead.
What do you think about people that say he should talk about more what's happening now in this world, like politically and social issues?
I think he should do more of that because he's such an influence and people actually, like me, like listen to what he has to say. And he's not just this rapper anymore. He's this icon. Like he's doing speeches. He's hosting the ESPYs or whatever it was. Like he's doing that too. So like this, like what you were saying,
because he light skin.
Like your favorite Canevo.
What you were saying before, yeah. What you were saying before, like, he's bigger than Toronto now. Like, he's not just some actor kid from the six. Like, he's big time now. Yeah. So I think he should do more of that. He has that mic in front of him.
Yeah.
Literally.
Do you think Drake can be forgotten about?
No. Hmm? No.
Taken for granted, but not forgotten about.
No, I don't think so. He even talks about that, like I was saying before, like on some of his tracks, like the motif of some of his albums, like More Life, for example. The last track on that album is called Do Not Disturb.
And that's fire.
And like, I can't think of any lyrics off the top of my head right now, but like literally that song talks about how he's at the top of the game and no one else can even touch him. And he's chilling for a while and like, Do Not Disturb Me and like that. And what you said, like, be forgotten, he says, like, what's the lyrics? He's like, 28 at midnight, wonder what's next for me. Like, I forget what it even is.
If they're going to still check for me?
Yeah, probably forever.
Probably like, something like that. Yeah,
something like that. But he talks about these things because he's, like, introspective in that sense.
Yeah. But he's been gone for a little while now. And that's why I mean, it could be choice, but... this is what I really want to ask, right? He's been gone for a minute, right? We're used to Drake
March.
Putting out consistent heat. So March, right? Mm-hmm. What happens if what he puts out March isn't good?
We address that then.
I'm asking, like, would that change how...
this is going to sound biased, and it might just invalidate everything I just said or will say, but, like, he's so high up, it's like... Even if it's bad, it's still going to be good because I'm going to listen to it a lot. And other people are going to listen to it a lot. So take that for what it's worth, I guess.
So if something's bad, you'll listen to it a
lot?
No,
if it's garbage...
That won't be garbage,
I'd be shocked.
No, I don't doubt he'll... I don't think it'll be garbage.
Y'all
going
to have to visit me in my coma. If it's garbage...
Imagine.
Then that is going to be a shock that my heart
I don't think it'll be garbage, but...
If it's below standards? I mean...
His standards are so
That's what high. I'm saying. Like, people, his most maligned thing is like Views, and even Views I love
fire.
That.
That's I love
exactly. Views is fire.
So if he drops something like worse than that, I'm probably still gonna listen because I still love Views, which most people do. That's his most divisive project, I would say.
Yeah.
Views. So unless it was,
but that's like Kanye.
I'm just saying, like critical, like customer, like feedback. That seems to be his most divisive.
Yeah, project. But then it was supposed to be the album. Then he dropped More Life, and then now it's supposed to be an album coming out in March.
So no, yeah, I'm saying if that album is worse than Views, I'm still gonna listen because I love Views, which most people would say, and I would agree, it was probably his
at least.
Yeah.
I heard a lot of people hate on If You're Reading This, It's Too Late.
That's wild.
And don't speak to and them. The one with the one
on your
future. future.
What a time!
Oh,
what
yeah,
a time.
What a time! Those came out in the same year, and people were hating on both. At least this is when I was in school. I was a junior at the time, and people were hating on both. And they're like, "Yo, Kendrick's a better rapper." Like this is when the debate was going on. Like, yeah, Drake is talented, whatever, but Kendrick is a better rapper. And then those two came out, and I'm like, you can't say that anymore, in my opinion.
Yeah.
They're too fire.
Yeah, but that's another, like, people have fatigue, because like you said, from, what was that, February 2015 to March 2017, that's, if you're reading this, What a Time, Views, More Life.
What more do you want?
Four projects in 2 years. So, like, you should take a break before people really get fatigued from you.
Mm-hmm.
So now he's like trying to build like interest again, and
I guess that makes sense because that's kind of where I am with Drake right now. Like I'm kind of like, all right, yeah, I've heard you so much. It's like I need a
that's
break
a lot
for you.
Four.
Like
projects.
I don't check for Drake anymore. Yeah. Like right now, like,
yeah, I'm sorry.
That's why I'm like,
either.
No, I don't. Like I don't listen to Drake on my daily playlist. That's why I was like, oh shit, like I forgot all the songs that were on.
Nothing was the same.
And I was like, damn, I'm about to go check for that. Because I listened to Drake's song in a minute. Like, and I was like, yeah, let me go check for that. But now I guess that makes sense because when I'm listening to other shit, it really... Drake has saturated the market, though.
100%.
Yeah, like, there really isn't much... Different. I mean, there's great music, but there just isn't...
He had every year up on... I'm sorry, Austin.
Until last year.
This is Kendrick's.
This is this year, yeah. This is this year.
Last year was... Views went like... Quadruple.
When did Views come out?
April 2016. April 26 or 27.
But this one now, like Kendrick's singles perform better, album perform better.
I had to
give him this year.
But I think that was
More Life is fire.
Yeah, I think that was employed
like
by Drake.
Yeah, but the fact that More Life is like maybe my third or fourth favorite Drake album is ridiculous to me. That's insanity.
But do you think
the project is so good?
That album is really.
But do you think that he like purposely made that? What did he call it?
A playlist.
Because he probably knew it couldn't compete.
Wait, what do you mean a playlist?
Because that's a playlist. It's not an album. It was
okay.
It was he's supposed to be building towards an album, and then that ended up being a playlist.
I think he was building towards an album, but he also, even though Views was ultra successful, I don't think he liked the critical feedback and wanted to make something to like make up for it in his view. Like he didn't like all like the negative publicity that was coming back.
Mm.
Like More Life is way more acclaimed, but he didn't put all the focus into it. There was no concrete release date until the week it came out. He dropped it Saturday night, which cuts into sales. He doesn't really promote it at all. It still went gold, and so he didn't like put his all. Like with Views, you have billboards and stuff, so people were making a big deal that Kendrick outsold him, and he did. But like, I want to see like when you put marketing dollars behind an album, and then you like underperform compared to Kendrick, and then I'll be like, oh, okay.
But
like,
does that not scare you though? Like, not even make you tremble just a little bit?
That,
because now listen,
he can put a playlist out.
No, I'm not saying I'm not talking about sales or about the quality of the work. I'm saying that he let critics get to him that much
to make a better project within a year.
Listen, there's no guarantee it's gonna be better. Because like,
I'm talking about More Life compared to Views.
Yeah, I'm saying, what if he's in there second guessing himself? Because what if he gave his all? What if he really put his all into Views? And everyone was like, oh, this is not that good. It's not that good. And now he's second guessing himself. And now he has to go in there and try extra hard to try to make a really great album. And what if he can't live up to it?
I think he always does second guess himself.
Yeah, but he did with More Life to me. Like, I like More Life more than Views.
But More Life was just thrown out there, though. You said it yourself, so maybe he didn't really...
Yeah. regardless of how it was released, as a, like the actual music as a collection, I like it better compared to.
I know, but listen to what I'm saying.
Yeah, I'm not.
No, no. So like you're saying that critics basically were going hard on him about views, whatever, like yeah. that. He wanted to make something great, right? Overall, people have given More Life more acclaim than Views, right?
Yeah.
So if he personally felt like More Life was better than Views, why did he just put that out as the album?
Because that's I get what you're saying. That's a good point. But I think if he didn't do good with Views, we wouldn't have More Life. Like if he thought more, if Views was gonna be like, if he was fine with the way Views were,
how's he gonna know that at the time as well? How's he gonna know what's better? Like he is the one paving the way. He's not following anyone else's lead in terms of when to drop this type of album in your career. In terms of that, he's the one doing all of that, and other people are the ones that are following him in a sense.
I mean, you know whether it's better or not because you're looking at the critiques people are giving you based on this album, and I don't think More Life sounds anything like Views. Exactly. So like, you know where what kind of music you made on Views that people told you, no, we don't really like this, and where to steer clear of. So you kind of have some kind of idea where you need to go with the next project. And just not like Views, even though I really liked Views.
I did too. Yeah, I like the whole thing. There are a couple ones I don't
yeah,
like.
Yeah, you could take them.
you can take four or five.
You ain't need 20 yet, dog.
Yeah, 20 is a stretch.
To your point, I am intrigued to see where he goes with his actual album. Like, mm-hmm. you're pushing and you're like, what's your sound going to be like? With a playlist, you have sections for More Life. That it does feel like a playlist, even though, like, whatever the rollout, whatever you call it. Like, there are sections. I love it, too, but if you're making an album, it just feels like a compilation. Mm-hmm. So what are you going to do with your actual album? I am intrigued about to see mm-hmm. where he goes.
Mm-hmm. Who else can make a playlist out of an album? Or an album out of a playlist, whichever
I'm with you.
Like, no one else can do that.
Beyonce. No.
You're right, though. You're right. And another thing, too, he wasn't, like he said, too, in Views, he felt like he was in a totally different space.
Oh, so you can hear it.
When he released it, he said, like, I felt totally different coming off this, and I just felt like I had more music to give out. So I don't think he even was okay with the way Views came out and the rollout.
No, there's a lot just, he said of it.
Yeah, there's a lot he's not even saying
about Views. At one point, he considered
Views.
Making it just all singing, he said, for Views.
That would have been
His mind frame was like because of the whole Meek thing, and he was... you can hear it. Some like the lyrics aren't like top.
Turn the six upside down to a nine now.
I don't like
we didn't want to do that.
We didn't want to do that.
You know what's funny? When we first heard that track, we were in the Bronx at Caesar's house. And that shit was fire. We first heard it. It was like, turn the six upside down. It's like, nine. I was like, wow, that's very creative. I never thought about that. Like,
wait. Those like, crackers you got us. They can
like,
do that
like,
to
a couple
you.
Weeks later, I was like, wow. I was like, what? That's what you put out? But that night, we were playing Barefoot. I was like, oh, this shit is fire.
What did you guys think of the whole Meek Mill beef? I know it was a couple of years ago.
What part? Like
just all of it. Just
I loved it.
Deserved.
I think it almost felt like like you drop if you're reading this, which is like after Nothing Was the Same was like the first of a hint of like okay a little bit of aggression, but like if you're reading this is like aggression.
Yeah. Love
and
it.
Then you have this beef it. Where great. You show this aggression and you utterly this. It's like you staged that.
There are rumors that it actually was staged. It felt like
it couldn't happen stage. There's no way hell make
because now he has a flaw.
Didn't Drake come out with like he came out with Charged Up like yeah, the that day Saturday. After
yeah
and then back day. To back yeah. the day after like
but I don't doubt like but I don't doubt but I'm not gonna lie I will say that I do believe Drake is so talented that he can make a song
OBO sound rip
within 24 hours. I do believe he can make a song within 24 hours.
Yeah, he was at a charity.
I do not think that it was staged just because I don't think Meek sat there and like.
No, I don't think
Meek looked at this contract and was like, "Yeah, I'm about to lose this battle on purpose." And lose
where do I sign? Where do I sign?
Let me sign for this and get embarrassed in front of my girl.
He got
date two. What's today's date?
A world tour.
No, I definitely don't. It just felt because of like the tone of the like, shift. Boom, your boom. Ball now with a beard. Your whole looks different. It's all. But that and also it's like a permanent asterisk on his name is another thing I will remember. Like whenever you bring him up, it's just.
Negativity.
He got bodied.
Yeah. No, like, well, Meek, but yeah. also Drake.
The Ghost Rider.
Everybody, yeah. They question his.
Yeah.
That secret.
His
pen.
Natural, yeah.
Yeah.
You see, you heard the sound he
not
did.
Not even, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, did you ever hear those reference tracks?
Reference tracks? Nah.
Oh. I heard them, yeah. There's some reference tracks if you're reading this.
My boy Quentin?
Yeah.
Oh, Quentin Miller. Yeah. I've heard that.
And when I start,
I've heard the original, the 10 bands.
Yeah,
those.
The original is almost better than the Drake's.
Not Quentin. Oh, no.
I like that. Oh, I like that, man. OG.
Ah, oh, shit. Damn.
But you know what's funny, though? People, like, hate on shit like that, and, like, I use it, too, to my advantage when I can to push Drake down. But, like, when I heard Know Yourself, mm-hmm. Quentin Miller's version, I'm still, like, amazed by how Drake made that into the the finished product. I'm like, shit, this, like, I mean, you get, like, the running through this thing, but it's, like, his version was just so much better. I'm like, damn, like, you know, it still takes talent to do that, because 100%. If I would have heard that, I'd have been like, all right, I'm going to run with what you just put down. Like, yeah. That sounds good to me.
Yeah, that's how they start. They start, like, word for word, and, like, I hadn't listened, and when I listen, I'm like, oh, damn, this is damning, and then...
Yeah.
After a couple, like, maybe 2-3 bars, it's, like, a completely different...
Shift, yeah.
I'm like, oh, okay. But yeah. You can't...
You got to start from, you know.
One thing, too, I always thought Drake was a singer. More, like, I liked him being emotional more than rapping. Yeah. So Kev actually found a diss track he did.
Oh, the Aristo?
Yeah, Aristo.
It's called Good Riddance.
We gotta send it to you.
Oh, my God.
I've heard of it.
When did that come out? It's like back in, he was like comeback season, maybe
2006.
So before he was gone?
No, before that.
Before.
He body someone singing?
No. His bar is like, oh. He was like.
But the way, like.
Who is it to?
It's a guy named Aristo, and I don't know what was happening in Toronto. Yeah, exactly. It's called Good Riddance.
But it's like one of the most, I've never heard a song like that. When I heard that, I was like, damn, he could actually rap. Then when Meek dropped, that's when he actually like put in that effort he put into that song.
Listen,
like,
you could hear song. It. He was like accusing the guy being a snitch, and he was like, whatever, like the body tap you're feeding the wire through because the FBI are the only people recording that want to hire you. I was like,
oh,
yeah, no, he barred him.
He's like, you basically.
Stay cool.
God damn. I gotta drink this water.
But 2018, like, what do you expect?
What do I expect from Drake or just in general?
Drake.
I really...
That would have been a shift.
He's definitely gonna come out with some type of project. Like, he can't go a year without dropping something. And I can't wait, honestly, because... I like all of his stuff. I like his bars, like this. I like the singing stuff that you were talking about. I like The Motto, for example. Like, that song's obviously overplayed and whatever. Yeah, but, like, I like his radio shit, too. Like, it sounds good to me. So, if it's album, it doesn't matter. It's going to be good. Mm. And I can't wait.
Yeah, I'm right there with you.
Did you hear his snippet in Australia?
No.
He did a new song. It sounds cool.
All the snippets sound cool, but you can't even gauge. Because when those final products come out,
boy, already falling off.
Nah,
it sounds
cool.
You know,
it's because
he ain't a snippet guy.
I'm
glad to hear his full bodies of work.
I agree.
I don't care because I'll hate it and then go right in, put my headphones right in and listen to it. I don't care.
What else? What else do you? So, what do you think is his number? What do you like most about Drake? Mm.
I think it's what I said before, what makes him the best. He's that adaptable. He can go on any track. He can do a track with Meek. He can do a track with Rihanna. He can do any
Beyonce.
Pikachu. That nigga should be fire, right?
Migos.
Yo,
Migos.
Yeah, he can get on a track with Migos and Future.
And then sing with Beyonce.
Too.
First of all, Jadakiss and Fabulous just got on a track with Future.
He didn't sound good.
It did not sound good.
One of the worst songs I've ever heard for 2017. What? Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
You don't want to hear that.
Just listen to Drake.
It'll disappoint you.
Yeah. I haven't been listening to him often, though.
I think
it was good that we, like you and I, you were saying before, like, you take that break for like a few months.
Yeah.
Because then you get to appreciate it.
Really appreciate it.
Do Not Disturb came up on my shuffle the other day. I was like, woo.
I was listening.
I'm going to need to sit down.
Yeah. preparing for this, because I knew we were going to talk about this.
Hey, babe.
The last few days, I was just listening to Drake, and I'm like, yo, he's the best ever.
Damn, yeah. I got to shuffle my Drake playlist on the way home. It's been a while.
I got a couple albums downloaded just now from my Spotify.
Yeah, much needed.
Long live Drake.
All right. Y'all done?
For sure.
Yeah. Y'all done with all this Drake love?
I think I got my point.
I tried to, you know, add my input every now and then.
Thank you. We appreciate you, man.
We really do appreciate
just don't
you.
Care about it. We do.
I like talking to educated people about this topic because some people will be like, oh no, Drake's a singer. Drake's not even a rapper. I'm like, wait. It's like, have you been listening for the last 4 or 5 years?
He said one time, we can move. He said without the hype, he was like Chance the Rapper. I was like.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Stop it.
Okay, that's a good part. But I do want to ask you a question about this Meek Mill Drake beef since you brought it up really fast. Do you think...
Yeah, he won.
Say if... No, obviously he won. But if Meek came out with a hard track, right? Like with the track that everyone expected him to come out with, right? And it was really good, just bars, like mm-hmm. just... really attacked Drake, right? Do you think Meek even had a chance to win that?
Or
do you
he
think
did
that,
come out do you with think the track.
That track was trash.
Warping?
Oh, yeah. With
that
the,
Undertaker beat?
Oh, no, that was it was already done.
Yeah, okay. Oh,
not
Warping,
that one. No, yeah.
Warping's the one where they upstairs. He's like, I'm downstairs. Yeah, chumps.
Yeah, but his first track he released, the diss track, was on that Undertaker beat.
Yeah, that yeah. one was terrible.
That,
yeah,
no, yeah. WWE, that was he had to take down. They sent him a cease and desist. Vince ain't playing that. Vince ain't playing that shit.
But no, do you really think if Meek came out with like a really hard track, do you think that he even had a chance of winning that battle? No. Do you think like
not
the power
in,
of Drake
not popular
take over?
What going against what we've heard from Drake like back to back and
yeah, so say
no,
like,
well, popularity wise, no. Drake would have just had to just drop something. But he made it even easier because he really lost mm-hmm. in public opinion, like actual comparing diss tracks to diss tracks. But no, he would
have. That's what I think. I think it was a losing battle no matter what he put out.
Yeah. I don't know. I thought Warpaint was really good. Like,
well, I thought it was good.
It was like a month after.
I know.
No. That was January 16. That beef started like... Yeah, that's when he was doing like the 3 for 3s or 4 for... Those
that
EPs.
That was in like November.
No.
Oh, January. End of January.
That's way too late.
Yeah, it's like Drake did a... What was it? Summer 16. And then he
dropped
premiered
it right
like the
it.
Same day, I think.
He did the 4
And they were like,
four.
How did... He was referencing things... So he's like, how do you know this? Yeah. So it was like months after. Like,
yeah, it was, that shit was a lost battle.
He had no chance. Regardless.
He said he was on tour.
his girl's tour.
The only thing I don't, so like, I don't like that excuse, like I'm on tour, because you see like rappers like travel with their studios, basically pull up their laptop, have like, you know, mice anyway. He could have really put up, put diss them back if he really really wanted
that's
to.
Not an excuse.
So what
at
did
all?
He expect though?
When you're in the public spotlight like this, like that should be your priority,
especially something
if you
started.
Got bodied that hard.
Yeah.
Yeah, what did he expect? You pick a fight and then... I can see, I mean, if you thought really, like, his response wouldn't have been as good, but you might have, you probably would expect a response at least.
Nah, I'm not gonna lie though.
I'm not saying
you know if you were Meek, right, and you said that about Drake, would you expect Drake to put out a song about you?
Yes.
All he did was say some shit on Twitter about him. That was it. If you say shit about people on Twitter all the
no,
time.
No, you attack. That's like,
that's his credibility.
That's like Kevin Durant was like, LeBron uses PEDs, when he went straight at his credibility. He says he gets help with all his bars.
I know, but I didn't. He made a song the next day. He wasn't ready.
He was not ready. He was not ready.
He made a song the next day.
He did charity that day for the kids.
He made a song within 24 hours, then made another song in 48 hours.
But see, that's all y'all charity kids.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my goodness.
That's the thing, too. Drake used that for his advantage. Like, if you're going to come at him, he probably knew Meek didn't think he was going to come out with
it.
So he's like, you know, I'm going to drop it. You don't think I am? I'm
going to drop it. He was foaming at the mouth so much. That's why he was like, when he talks about back to back, he was like,
back when platinum didn't.
You really not doing anything?
Grammy nomination.
Yeah. He was like, you really not doing anything? You're not going to respond? That's why he was like, I'm going to just end this.
I want to hear that third track. He was
I was on the lookout for that third one.
I forgot about that.
That was like a project. Like, he did the Charged Up, where it's like he's not going in or whatever, but it lyrically, it's fire. And then back to back.
Yeah, there was like a rumored third one. I remember for months I was waiting.
Do you think Jay-Z initiated it?
I have no idea. I have no idea.
I don't know.
The beef, you mean?
Yeah.
I've never heard of that before.
You never heard of it?
No, I've never heard that.
Oh. No. So, I'll say it. Basically, because they're not cool no... Well, they weren't cool at the time. So, people saying Jay-Z was whispering in Meek Mill's ear, pause, to initiate the Drake beef.
That's a
beef.
Funny visual.
Why? Just so he could get destroyed?
I guess to test him.
That was a mistake.
To test Drake, to see if he's really about it, since he is the number one guy.
Yeah.
And Meek clearly can rap. He's been in multiple rap battles. So I think, and that's why I feel like he's still behind Meek. Like,
But it doesn't even matter, because I think Drake's top 25 are better than Meek Mill's number one.
Oh, any day.
Songs.
Any day.
Top 25?
Yeah.
His best song. Maybe even the intro.
It might be 40 What's or Meek 50. Best song?
The intro.
To Dream Chasers 2?
Like, yeah.
Right? Or no?
Hold up, wait a minute. That one?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's just my opinion.
Yeah, that song is fire.
That shit is fire.
Yeah, that's like when I really can tolerate his yelling. Yeah, that is probably his best song. The intro. That's like the one that gets played back. I mean, House Party was dope.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A while ago.
No, it's cool. It's cool.
You think Drake got 25 tracks that are better than me?
Honestly, I'd have to sit that's down just off the top of my head.
I think so.
He might have 40 or 50.
Sheesh.
Or he might have 15. I don't know.
Sheesh.
It could go either way.
Meek disrespect.
Nah,
I mean, Meek probably right.
He probably right.
No one.
I'm good on this.
Shift the hoops.
Yeah, me too, for sure.
Yeah, good. I'm all
shout out to Drake.
Me too.
Who's your team?
Dude, I wish I had a team right now. I wish I had a team. I don't, for a couple reasons. When I was a KD OKC fan for life.
Good man.
That James Harden, KD, and Russ Serge Ibaka combo was my shit. Even that year when James Harden bounced and it was just KD and Russ. Yo, people forget that people remember the Warriors blew a 3-1 lead to the Cavs in the finals. Mm. That year... OKC was winning 3-1.
I remember.
Not on this podcast.
I don't. I was rooting hard for them.
We mention it all the time.
I was rooting hard for them.
Wait, what? And, yo, the combination of Russ and KD, I loved. I loved at the time. Now it's bullshit. And I don't have a team. And I wanted to ride with – KD was my favorite. Can't ride with the Warriors.
I hate them.
I like Russ is now my number two favorite player in the league. don't like Carmelo at all. Can't ride. I don't like Carmelo. So I can't ride with them. So maybe I'll jump on the Porzingis wave. But
hey, you don't support the Westchester Knicks?
Jimmer Fredette was on that squad. Jimmer Fredette was on that squad when I went to a game.
Oh, like, you went to 40. A game?
Yeah, yeah, he had 40.
He put up like 56 in the Chinese basketball league.
Wait, that's like the D
shout
league?
To him.
G-League. The Westchester Knicks, yeah, the G League. They changed.
They're making Gatorade a couple hundred thousand.
Rebranded the G League.
They make a couple hundred thousand up there. Shout to them. Man.
Who?
In the G League?
Who makes a couple hundred thousand?
I must be misinformed.
Nah, they don't make that much. Man. Only players who make that much are players who are on two-way contracts now. Oh, but the rest of them don't make that much below.
Oh, so, apologies.
Sorry. But
what do you think of this current season so far?
Just a lot's been happening.
LeBron.
LeBron. He should win MVP easily.
Easily?
I think easily. And I was the biggest LeBron hater forever, but
I'm hearing a lot of this.
Me too.
I was, a lot but of this. I've turned.
Welcome.
His points this year, his points, rebounds, field goal percentage, 3-point percentage,
assist too,
and assists are all better than the year that he was one vote away from winning the first unanimous MVP ever.
I don't want to talk about that.
So
yeah, listen, yeah.
How's he not
that's
even,
bullshit.
Yeah,
he should have been one unanimous to some Steph did it first.
And they gave away that one to Rose. We ain't forget.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, that, yeah.
But
that
I'm sorry. Funny. Go ahead.
What do you think of D Rose?
He back.
Leaving and then coming back.
Right? He's always going into exile. He did that last year.
He must have a good rep in the league for you to just be leaving professional basketball teams unannounced and unbeknownst
to
them.
Last year on the Knicks, he just went MIA for like
yeah,
4 days. Yeah,
they were like legit concerned about him. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, all right, world's youngest.
Well, I guess he communicated better this season. I don't know if you were an expiring, you expected the max. And he got like $2 million.
That's the thing, though, is like he went to Cleveland, and like his whole thing was him and LeBron were gonna help him.
Yeah, get that match,
restore his legacy, and get him some more money the following year. And now you just leave because his thing was he's tired of being injured, which I understand, but you can't just leave a team.
Yeah,
especially you did this the year before.
If you leave,
and like,
then just retire.
Does he need to contribute that much right now?
Right now, yes. Right, I would say more than right now this exact moment, no, because LeBron took over point guard duties.
Exactly.
And then Wade got the second unit.
Yeah,
and he better than you.
That's
and the
I mean.
In the beginning of the season though, the way they were playing, he did.
Why is he having this crisis?
He was
right
starting
now.
Point guard at the beginning. Why is he having this crisis right now?
Like you are going to get to the Eastern Conference Finals,
and you're starting. You have the opportunity to show, because you know when IT comes back, you're going to the bench.
It's
you should
wrap.
Be trying to showcase all your talents right
going
now.
Right to that bench when IT gets back. Which is about in 2 weeks. Derek. That's probably why Rose coming back now. He like, all right, I'll get a little bit of warm ups in.
Stop me, coach. Damn, I don't know.
You think the Warriors are winning it again?
I fucking hate them.
Yeah, they are.
It's
barring like injury.
It's not even fun
they
watching
are.
Them.
It's
I
not.
Really enjoyed watching that OKC Warriors game though.
That
was a good game.
KD was instigating all that shit.
Yeah.
You saw that?
Oh yeah. He called him a pussy.
Russ was not trying to get into it. He's done with all that stuff. He was just trying to ball out. And KD was like egging it on. And Russ is like, nah, I'm the MVP.
It's the worst when you do that and you lose though.
Yeah,
but they gonna win.
But he just lost the battle. Yeah, the war is already.
Yeah, they don't get the last
locked up.
OKC's like what?
8-12.
Oh yeah, 9-12. They won yesterday.
They were in the playoffs when we talked about.
They not.
I still think they, besides the Cavs and
have the best,
and maybe the Celtics, but Celtics aren't making.
I don't think they got the horsepower.
They could. They have the firepower to take Warriors down.
Celtics?
No.
OKC. Yeah,
they learn how to play together.
Not 4 games out of 7.
What about the Rockets?
They could. I like the Rockets.
Harden's putting up a
They're
what?
They're being low key right now.
Insane 32 and 10.
Numbers.
Yeah, he's putting insane.
32. Numbers.
Is Chris Paul
5.
Still playing?
Oh yeah, yeah. He's looking for revenge.
We'll
looking
see,
like
we'll
young
see
CP3.
In the playoffs, though. I'm excited to see them in the playoffs.
Yeah, the
if they hit enough threes, maybe somebody got to end this.
The Rockets.
What up, Gabe?
It's not even fun.
What up, Gabe?
It really just not. I don't like watching them play. I mean, I like the fact that they're losing more games this season, but it also feels
it's inevitable.
Love it. I'm like, yeah, you motherfuckers are losing. Means nothing. But it also feels like they're not even trying.
They could have entered as the 8th seed. It's like, yeah, damn, it's like,
yeah,
doesn't
matter. It feels like they're resting half the time. It's like, yeah, we're out here playing, but like, all right, we can lose this game.
Yeah, I'm looking at box scores. Everybody has played.
Yeah,
nobody played. Everyone played.
And I'm just like,
James Harden will get 35, 12, and 9 in a loss. It's like, oh,
yeah,
it's like that.
When all of them play together, it's just they're just unstoppable. It's not even fair.
Because if you can match it on offense, you can't defend. It's impossible to defend them.
You got four All Stars.
Mm-hmm. How?
Like no, I get frustrated when I think about it. It's like not even fair.
You read my mind.
It literally reminds me of like them dudes at the park when all the good players gang up together. All the good players gang up, and you just be like, shit.
James Harden and Chris Paul are not going to be able to defend, though.
Not a duo.
Man, it better help them threes are
falling. Chris Paul going to try his little heart out against Steph Curry, but Steph Curry already put him to the floor once. And I love Chris. It's just not going to happen. I don't... Yeah. Honestly, I feel bad for LeBron.
Why? Yeah, that's who I... Yeah.
Why? Because he's going to get there again.
Another finals and loss. Lose
again. It's going to just look so...
And his record just, what is he at now? 3-5?
Yeah. No. 3-5 in the finals, yeah.
3-5.
Yeah, 3-5 in the finals.
People forget that Jerry West, the logo of the league, was 1-8 in the finals.
Yeah. Third best shooting guard. Y'all better show Wade some respect.
Yeah, you better show Wade some respect.
But LeBron, it's only so many more years he can keep going at this rate.
But, like, that's true. Word. That's true.
He's about to be 33 in December.
But
he's wasting God year. Well, he's not wasting any other era.
I'm happy you brought that up because Vince is still in the league at 41. LeBron is 33, and he's some superhuman freak athlete that the world has never seen before. Yeah. Ever. His decline, he's better this year than other years. Can't deny that.
Yeah.
So, is he really on the
Vince is also playing like 8 minutes a game. So
I'm not comparing, but no. Like,
I understand what
you're
saying.
To be an effective player in the league, LeBron could play till he's like however old he wants.
Yeah.
As the main source of your points.
Oh no. Then maybe he has 4 or 5.
How many more years you got? Then he has left playing at this level.
2.
Yeah, I would say the same.
Like this, I didn't expect this. If he had did what he did last season, I'd been like, all right, cool.
If he wants to, I think he could average 24-5-5 until he's like 39. If he wants to.
I wouldn't doubt it. Just because I see the way he trains, it's like he does some insane training.
He's a freak.
And his game has really evolved. Like
He's shooting. He got
people in the post. It looks so easy.
He's babying them.
I'm not even going to lie. LeBron,
he looks humongous.
Extremely humongous. Paul, yeah. Like he looks when like posting, he put at least 10-15 pounds. He looks so big now.
He jumps out the gym.
It's like they sliding with him towards the rim.
come to the rim real quick.
He's freaking.
He looks so big. Look, he easily put on 10 pounds of muscle in the offseason. 6'8", 260 running at you.
Yeah, but.
And that's a 45-inch vert.
Steph and KD play on the same team, so it's all for now.
Yeah, that's true. What do you guys think?
And they ain't got to run it. They just shoot all day. Think of who?
Giannis.
He can't shoot. He's averaging 30 points.
That shit don't make no sense.
He can't shoot.
You know what he gonna do.
I think that says it all. And, like, the most stacked.
When he gets a jumper, though.
Have you seen that video? He's just, like, he's hanging on the rim with one hand, and he's right below it. And his feet are like this high off the ground. Right. And it's like, because he's 6'11 and has a 7'8 wingspan or whatever it is.
It's not even fair.
But he still has bounds.
Yeah.
So I don't even get it.
He's a freak. Yeah. It's a freak. Chris Stapps. Freak. Running fast. He block you on the other end.
Who's going to take over the NBA after LeBron?
Ben Simmons.
Ooh.
Ben Simmons might. Yo, that dude is 6'10".
How old is he?
21.
Oh,
he's 21 years old. LeBron should go 32? To Philly after next year.
Nah.
Yeah, I don't see why he'd go. I'm hearing all these Lakers things. Wouldn't. I don't see why he'd go to the Lakers.
No, he's staying put.
He should.
He's going to stay in Cleveland. There's nowhere else for him to go.
He should go to Philly with Simmons and Embiid.
Embiid, my no.
What if he goes to Boston with Kyrie?
Nah.
No, that's never going to happen.
Kyrie said
no.
Nah, he'd
have to
team,
be. Yeah,
nah.
Kyrie would have to leave. He'd have to be traded.
Yeah.
If you're Danny Ainge and LeBron said he want to come to your team, but you got to get rid of Kyrie.
They'd be like,
getting a first
Kyrie.
Class ticket.
Thank you for all you've done.
We really appreciate everything you've done for the organization, the fan base. It'd be a nice extensive letter.
Oh man.
So Kevin, so you said Westbrook's your favorite player now then?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know if he's my favorite. I like individually, like as tough as it is to take everything else out, just in terms of like watching a player play basketball, it's still KD. Like, I love watching him play. He's so silky and so smooth. It's ridiculous.
Pause.
Best pure... Yeah, that is pause. Best, like, one of the best pure scorers ever.
Nah, he is. Ever, yeah, ever. It's insane. He's like 6'11", the way he can just pull up and shoot from anywhere. It's not even fucking fair. I hate all of them.
With that ball handling, yeah.
Yeah, I hate all of them. And he's playing insane defense this year.
Lockdown.
He's averaging like 2 blocks a game.
Lockdown.
I don't understand it.
He's 7 foot.
No, he wasn't doing that for OKC.
No, he was not.
He was getting dunked on.
Yeah.
Or not trying. It's funny how when people get on like great teams, they, how they play, you know, their whole morale changes.
Yeah, you have the points. I'm like, oh, this looks fun. Yeah. I'm trying to be defensive player of the year. This
That's what he said. He said he's having fun.
Must be.
That's
nice.
Like LeBron. LeBron's having fun. LeBron's talking about wanting to shoot 80% for the free throw line. Yeah. Like, he's trying to find little goals to like accomplish now.
Well, it's different.
I hate with this shit.
Because you can have little goals. Like, KD's big goal is already secured. Like, you don't have to, you know.
Yeah, sure.
I'm going to try to work on my blocks this offseason.
Yeah, I already know we won't get the chip. So.
Yeah.
You want finals MVP this year, Steph, or you want me to get it?
Yeah, that's really
how
where,
we doing this?
Where they're at.
Yeah.
That's really where they're at.
How many shots are taking this game? And they got Clay.
Yeah.
Right, just let me know if you need. Oh, yeah. Clay is the ultimate. Just let me know if you need me. Yeah.
Word.
I'll guard him. And
60 points.
Oh, you got. For, all right, cool.
Only just, had the ball in his hand for 90 seconds.
Clay guard anyone.
So if you need
Yeah, he it. Does lock yeah. up.
And then literally just shoots. Like, stands. He puts the ball on the floor very rarely.
And he's a great perimeter defender.
And he just shoots. Shoot.
And then their most offensively challenge, if that, is the defensive player of the year.
Draymond, yeah.
It's just not...
I'll just give you MVP, 11, MVP, 13,
yeah.
11.
Yeah. Right? Oh, yeah, and he can run your offense,
every
too.
Time I watch them play,
he's
I'm like...
Really, seven center.
Every time I watch them play...
He could guard Joel Embiid, it's like, not, or whatever.
Wow. I watch them play, I'm like, yo, Draymond's having a bad game. Look at the stats. 7, 10, 12.
Yeah.
2.
Like, yeah.
And 3.
2 steals, yeah, 3 blocks.
1 tech.
Yeah, I'm like...
Yeah, oh yeah, word.
Like, how did he even get to this point?
Exactly. They're filled. The thing about them is obviously that star power we were just talking about, but like they got a 6'7" point guard like Sean Livingston coming off the bench who never misses an 8-foot turnaround jumper ever.
Oh yeah, he is ever. Money from the mid range.
He literally gets on the post.
Oh my goodness.
Backs him down, just turn. He does the same over and over again. You can't stop
him. He's got savvy vet David West who could hit the mid range. Oh.
It's funny how well players play when they get on great teams.
Mm-hmm.
David West's legs look
it's
rejuvenated.
Not funny for other people.
Yeah, I saw him dunk with 2 hands the other day. I said, "That you, David?" Got up off the ground. I want to talk about your other topic you had about outgrowing friends.
Yeah. That was just something I thought of on the spot.
I
think other
don't
people,
sub them. Tell them direct.
I think everyone can relate. I think everyone can relate. So, like I said, I just turned 23 in September.
Yeah.
So I just have experienced my first. Now it's like a year and a half, but like first full year out of college. I went to a really small school, 1,800 people. Mm-hmm. My grade was 450 people. I knew everyone's business. Everyone knew mine, which was good for an extended period of time, but then I was just like, fuck it, I'm done with this. And I was done. Loved every second of it, but I'm done.
Yeah.
So now it kind of turns into like, where's everyone at? And it's like, everyone's doing their own thing now. And you guys are a few years older than me, so like, you know all this already, but like, I'm just experiencing it now. So it's a crazy thing. And it's like, I got friends at home that are just like, they're just still at home, just doing whatever, just, you know, smoking blunts and chilling, just like always. Like
yeah.
You know, it is what it is. And like, you know, I feel like I've outgrown that in a sense, and it's weird. It's a weird thing that like I feel like everyone could relate to.
Yeah, no, that's life. It happens because like even like I went to high school in Atlanta, and when I came up here to go to college, I think it was like my first Christmas break. I went back down to Atlanta, and like you see some of your friends. And you just don't relate to them anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, immediately, you could just tell, like, I don't fit right here. Like, not the whole group, but, like, certain people are just like, wow. Yeah. The things you thought this were cool 6 months ago.
Yeah.
Just, yeah, like, it's like now we're forcing it. Like, because, like, you get back together and you start talking about shit from high school.
Yeah.
Like, no one's talking about what we're doing currently. We're talking about things from the past. And then even from college, I see some people from college, and I'm just like, you know Jarrell from, like, 2012, 2013. Yeah. And I'm like, it was 2017 now. And like, we're talking about the same shit from 2013. And it just... It doesn't make any sense. Like, why are we forcing these conversations?
Exactly.
Yeah, so I completely understand what you're saying. It's kind of sad, though, because, you, like, wish you still had that time with those people, but you have the memories, I suppose.
Yeah.
It's the ones that, like I got my homies. I got a few handful of people, both from high school and college, that I'm like, I know are going to be my homies till I die, literally.
Yeah.
And then the other ones that are, like, we're always there, that I've always been mad cool with, but, like, we don't have that other bond, guy or girl, whatever. And it's just, like, those are the ones that have fallen off the most.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just like that. We're talking about shit from 2012, and it's, like, where are we at now?
Yeah.
It's totally different.
But that's crazy, though, because that's when you really can tell, like... That there really wasn't a friendship there.
Exactly. Exactly. Because
you get back together with someone, you're like, yo, what are we even talking about?
Yeah.
Like, it's like that awkward silence and like forced conversations. You just like.
That's good in a way, I think.
Yeah. You got to limit your circles, man.
Yeah. I agree.
Before I had to turn my mic on. Real soft voice. Nah,
I was like, where's this going?
No, I wanted to say something, but I was recording, so it'd be hard. But, no, I actually went. I went to visit one of my. I was at Henny Palooza on Saturday, and yeah.
Oh whoa!
I ain't know about this.
We like. I was just hitting up one of my old friends from high school, and this kid like he was like you know how they used to do alphabetical by last name, so you sit next to someone.
Yeah.
He was the one. He sat in front of me, so I was always close with him. And, you know, we were just connected recently, and I just hit him up, like, yo, what you doing over the weekend? And he was like, I'm down to chill. And we met up, and I haven't seen him 8 years.
Shit.
This kid, like, I was seeing him every day, homeroom. I haven't seen him in 8 years. And we just met up, and it clicked. Like, and we didn't talk about stuff we did in high school. We really didn't talk much about college. We spoke about what was going on now. Mm. And, like, the fact that we were both interested in what each other was doing and the conversation was super genuine that I was like, yo, like, I could still be friends with him even after, like, 8 years.
Yeah, that's very rare.
And that, yeah, that's super rare. Like, there's friends from school we don't even really talk to anymore. I've seen them, like, 2 years and then that's it. And then I was just like... You like if you have a connection with somebody, it's good to keep them. And that was a good topic to bring up.
Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. And my school, like I was just saying, my school was so small, and like people are still living at home right now, trying to save money to move into Boston or New York or whatever it is. And but like the people that do live here now, it's like. Because at school, it's like everyone goes out to this place. Everyone goes out to this place. Mm-hmm. Or these two places on any given night. And it's like some of them still think that that's how it works in the real world. And I'm like, this is not some social bubble or this game anymore. And it's like that whole aspect, like when I go to, like if I go to a pregame or something, it's like 15 people from my school. And it's like, I don't... fucking know at all. I've seen their face and I've been in classes and like I've had interactions, but like you said, they weren't genuine. They weren't that. And it's just like even in the moment, I've been like realizing like, fuck, like I don't know these people at all. But
it's just crazy. But those are some of the best realizations, though. And you basically learn, and you're like, yeah, I'm never doing this again.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I tell myself, I ain't never put myself in a situation again.
Mm-hmm. I've been telling myself that recently. Yeah.
Which is, like, so crazy because, like, people always grow, but doesn't mean necessarily you're going to grow together.
Yeah.
And, like, I've seen that over the years. Like, I'll stop talking to someone for, like, a couple of months, and then even in that month, in that those couple of months span, it's like, when we get back together, it's just never the same. And I'm like, yeah, you know, because depending on how fast you're growing and your experiences, for example, like now you live in New York City.
Yeah.
in Manhattan. A lot of people who probably went to school don't live in Manhattan. So it's like the people that you're exposed to, you're growing, you're changing.
Right.
So when you get back with them, it's not the same because they're not having those same experiences. So they're not growing and or changing in the same ways.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Life is like that.
Depends on, your interests, what your friends are trying to do. You never know.
Mm-hmm.
Never know, man.
Yeah, life is sad.
Yeah,
life is sad.
Damn.
Not like sad, but it's sad. You know, now I think about it, it's sad that like
you people grow apart.
Yeah, like I think about some.
But it's for the best because you can't stay together.
But do you think it always is every time?
No. What, for the best?
Yeah.
If you have nothing in common interactions.
We have nothing in common now. Wait, say for example, like I left.
You don't have to be permanent.
Like I always think I'm always afraid because like to actually hang out with someone to set up like meeting with your boy that you haven't met for 8 years, like that takes effort.
Yeah.
In general. So like
keep it up.
I'm afraid that like I'm not putting enough. I'm in some with some relationships that I had. Like I'm not.
I know I'm not.
Forth.
Yeah. I'm not.
And like. I'm not. I don't know. I don't know. So that's just a fear I have.
I have like high school friends that are doing stuff, and they'll like hit me up. But I just have like a bubble of friends that I'm like confining myself to.
Yeah.
I'm not putting enough. And even the friends that I can find, I don't even really see. So it's like I.
You realize it at least. I don't know. You know. It's tough to see like where you're at.
Yeah.
Where you stand, if you will.
It depends what's going on in your life, and you know.
No, I was gonna say, depending on maybe the type of relationship you guys built, whether it was a guy or a girl, that might carry over. Like these guys, like I've known, like in college, we only hung out with like a small group of people. Even though our school was like huge, we still like it would just be us, and we would leave. Like people would come in and out of our circle, but our genuine circle.
Yeah,
we like. I remember meeting him for the first time, and then like a couple of our other boys we met like as the years, like Shafin. Ray came along, like all these people, and then we just got tighter, like, and we built that concrete bond, like, and then even if, like, some of these people, like, I see Kevin Jarrell every week, but some of them I don't see for 3-4 months, and it's like, it's like I saw you yesterday.
Yeah.
That's where our life. That's where my life is now. Like,
yeah.
that's where I'm slowly getting to as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't really. Yeah, I see you two guys weekly because I was thinking about this topic when you brought it up. Yeah, and then everyone, we saw our friends Halloween.
That was Halloween. Though. Yeah, that was Halloween.
So that's over a month ago, and it just
And time just flies because
time flies.
Yeah, we were talking about that.
Earlier. And it's not like meet up and like have dinner. It's like let's go out and grab drinks or something. Mm. It just throws off your whole rhythm for the week, and it's just.
Exactly.
Just growing up.
And the older you get, the worse it gets. It's definitely effort because it's like, all right, cool. Yeah. I went to work Monday through Friday. And then, like, it's like, all right, cool. I want to relax. Yeah. And then you have other obligations, like, you know, relationships, other things. And it's like, all right, cool. Do I really want to go out and get wasted with you and then have to come back? It's just like so. It's like so, you have to really like.
Because you know what it's going to be.
Yeah.
That's the thing. And you're like, if the activity wasn't just getting wasted, I think, like, a lot of. Relationships would flourish more if we could just do something else other
Yeah, if relationships are based on alcohol and drinking.
Oh, that's a great point.
Then it's like mostly like, all right, cool, that's gonna die down eventually because there's no way I can continue that lifestyle forever.
Yeah.
100%.
Couple years ago I was all about it.
What?
All about
Tuesday,
it.
Monday, Tuesday.
Any day. We doing what tonight?
All right, cool. Well, yeah.
I was the one sending out the text. Like, we going out tonight? Now I see those texts. I'm just like, I don't even reply. I just.
Yeah, shit. Same.
Just send a chuckle like, yo, it's Tuesday. And keep moving.
Yeah.
But that's sad. That's life. Yeah, it's not sad. It's fucking life.
I mean, pick the ones.
Yeah, you got to get tunnel vision.
Yeah.
You got to hone.
Yeah.
Pick the ones you know that they're going to, like. We know each other, and we're just like, we're going to keep that.
Yeah.
And
1,000%.
Pick the ones you want.
Yeah, and people understand distance if they're your real friend.
Yeah, like, that's true too.
It's like people are all scattered. Like these people that I know, like this bond that we have is like these are the genuine ones where I cannot see for 6 months and yeah. it will be like nothing ever happened. Yeah. And they're scattered all over the place. It's crazy. It's crazy.
That's life. That's life. I have like my cousin lives in LA. See him like once a year. Every time we get together, it's the same. Homes. Yeah, it's like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
But you got to have those that group of people that you yeah. know for mm-hmm. a fact. Because everyone thing else, I ain't forcing nothing. I don't force a single move. Anything that requires me to put any lick of effort into it, I'm like,
nah, yeah, do I want, yeah.
yeah. Do I really want to do this? That means no. Period. You have any lasting words for the people?
Yeah, thank you, man.
Thank you.
Yeah. How was this?
I love this experience. I'm down to join whenever you'll have me.
You see? Real. Look at that.
I'm down to shoot the shit, whatever. We got the host. Big topics out of the way.
yeah.
Drake and Ball, I could talk about all day. Now I am a little burnt out about Drake. I could talk about Ball all day as we go. Because I don't have cable. I only have League Pass. So that's all I'm watching on TV.
Living in Manhattan,
that'll do it to you, right?
It'll do it to me. Nah, but again... Really appreciate you guys having me.
Yeah, no, we appreciate you coming through. Next time you come on, though, we're going to integrate you and talk about, I guess, whatever's current at the time.
Yeah,
just like
please.
Integrate you into a regular conversation like we normally do weekly.
Please.
But yeah, it was cool. Definitely appreciate you coming through, showing all this Drake love. You know,
always welcome.
3-1, you know. That's cool. I appreciate it.
No, you said your music. It's music's cool. A 10.
It's cool. Y'all support Drake and Aubrey. I just support Drake. But nah, thank you for coming on. What I gotta say to these people? Oh yeah, keep supporting the podcast. Listen to us on Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher. What's the new thing you put us on? How you say it?
Anchor.
Anchor.
A-N-C-H-O-R.
Yeah, how Kevin just spelled it. Check out the YouTube page. We're posting a lot of videos up there.
Mm-hmm.
What else?
That's it. Rate,
share, rate, subscribe, support. Yes, we appreciate all
spread
support.
The word. Yeah.
The word. Actually, the podcast has been growing very rapidly. We appreciate all the love and the support. We couldn't have grown without you guys.
Yeah,
as
please.
Always, I say this every week. But if you don't keep loving and keep supporting,
we're
gonna run up in the house. Got a couple of ski masks, but mm-hmm. We're gonna play those games.
Throw this all away. Come on.
But nah. Until next week, this is Cooling Out.
Stay cool.
You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We coolin' out. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We coolin' out.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.